So today we're going to be looking ahead to the end of 2020 and into next year as we dream about enjoying the arts, in particular Broadway in Boise. The upcoming season was just announced, and joining us live today to talk about this is Executive Director of the Morrison Center, Laura Kendall. Welcome to the program, Laura.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Well, we knew the big news for this next season was the musical Hamilton coming, and it will have, what, an almost three-week run in February, correct?
That's right. 3 weeks. We're thrilled it's coming to Boise finally, right?
And I know.
It's a spectacular show, and I think everyone will be ready to have some joy and some fun together again.
So are tickets available for that yet, or are we still awaiting? Because normally, like, season ticket holders get first dibs at all of the plays.
You're right. We are in that process right now. So we just announced the new season, which has 5 shows in the package. They're all spectacular, and we are in the process of renewing our season subscribers. And as soon as we get done with that process, we can bring in new subscribers who want to join and become a new ticket holder. So to do that, you join a wait list on our website at morrisoncenter.com. And then towards the end of the summer, early fall, we'll be able to start adding new people. And then as soon as that is all completed and we get closer to some of these shows, we do have some capacity in a few of the shows to be able to do single tickets as well. So all of that information will be coming out. And if people join our e-news list, we'll be certain to share all that as it comes available.
So I don't want to overshadow the other musicals that will be happening and plays. So the season will begin in December with Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
Yes, we are so excited to have this show. I think it's full of dancing and some of the greatest songs everybody knows, you know, Happy Holidays, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. It is a spectacle, and I think perfect for a launch of our new season.
And then an institution, Cats will be coming to the Morrison Center.
Yes, we're so excited. The last time it was in Boise, we believe, was 2010. So it's time to bring back all of the Cats for the Jellicoe Ball, right? And enjoy that January 8th through the 10th. And what's really fun about these big blockbuster shows is a lot of time when they bring them back out, it's the same music that you love, the same story, but they will have new sound design or new choreography, something to look forward to for our whole new generation being introduced to this spectacular show.
So the next one that's coming out, it'll be here late April, early May, is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I had no idea that that they'd made a play or a musical about this. And I have to say, I have a kiddo who really enjoys the writings of Roald Dahl, who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. So I did get a chance to see this one on Broadway, and it's great for the whole family. It is, you know, as you can imagine, larger than life. There's wonderful songs, a few new ones, so the songs that you know, but then a few surprises in there. And then, of course, the just beautiful big costumes, and it's really super fun, and it's the story that you know and love. So it's such a great time to bring the whole family to the theater.
Okay, since you've seen it on Broadway, does Veruca, does she blow up like the blueberry like she does in the movie? Do we get to see that live?
You see all the things that you're expecting, but in really creative, theatrical, magical ways. So they are, you know, done in such a way where it's not necessarily a scary thing. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, a little fun, and all turns out well in the end.
So then the season ends with Come From Away, and talk about this a bit if people aren't familiar, because this is a critically acclaimed production.
It's a gorgeous show. We are having it in July, and it's one of those shows that is when you come out of the theater, you are transformed. You have such a joy, and it's full of reminders about friendship and the goodness of humanity. And it's based on a true story. So it takes place in the days after 9/11. And if you remember the story of when all of those airplanes that were in flight had to be grounded, a lot of them went to a little town called Gander, Newfoundland. And it's the story about how 7,000 stranded passengers are embraced by this little tiny town. And this town takes care of these strangers, and where they all become friends in the end. And what's really beautiful is that through all of this hardship and a really difficult moment in our history, you really see how people come together and take care of each other and become neighbors and look over their differences so that each person gets to know each person from their own place. It's just a gorgeous story.
I have to tell you, and what a story that we need right now, right? I want to thank you, Laura, for coming in, giving us some good news, something to look forward to. We've been talking with Laura Kendall. She is the executive director of the Morrison Center, talking about the upcoming Broadway in Boise season. Good to have you with us today, Laura.
My pleasure, Gemma. Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. We so appreciate you joining us. We hope we are doing you a service. We are doing our best to make sure we give you the news and information that you need, but at the same time, bring you a little bit of levity as well. A big thank you to my producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright, and our engineering team, especially Kelsey Black, who has made sure that we stay on the air as we broadcast from our homes. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.